Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Say,
normally you get a nice big surprise in week one of the NFL season. I'm not really sure that we got one of those. I thought it was pretty sloppy, ugly football yesterday, mostly around the league.
Agree with
that.
There
were a ton of turnovers. There were 23 total interceptions. There was a lot of stagnant offense. Evan Silva, who covers fantasy for Roto World, posted a poll last night where he said which of these offenses was the most ugly and tough to watch today. And he had four listed, and the Redskins weren't one of them. And I thought, well, he probably could have put the Redskins in there.
Could have been on there.
And then I clicked at some of the responses, and there were like six other teams where people, including writers and reporters from around the league, going, what about this team? And I realized half the league looked terrible on offense. I think a lot of that comes back to training camp being so watered down.
It's the trend now, man.
The preseason being so watered down. Jay Gruden needs to make an adjustment next year. You cannot continue to not play starters in that fourth preseason game.
Chase the wheel uphill. Whatever it is. If you want to sit them for the fourth, you got to do something else in games one, two, and three.
But
whatever you do, this ain't working.
The 2 weeks before game one clearly hurts this team. Or clearly bothers them in some capacity. Now, there are teams that get off to quicker starts that do that as well than the Redskins do, but change something. It's ridiculous every year to have the exact same philosophy in the weeks leading up to the game when every single year you don't play well in the first week. It happened against Miami. It happened last year against Pittsburgh, which they got embarrassed on national TV. It happened last night against Philly.
It's no longer a coincidence, man. You know what I mean? You average 10 points a game. You've scored 6, 10, 10 and 16.
Yeah, the first
in those
game
games.
Was the Houston Texans in his debut with the Redskins. They got to do something different. I think they should play more in the first game than one series. I think they should play more in the second game than a few series or close to a quarter. The third game should be about a half, which is what it was. They actually played a series. It was a three and out in the third quarter after halftime. And then in the fourth game, maybe it should just be two series, get on the field, use some of the playbook, and get off the field feeling good about yourself. I understand the risk of injury can be detrimental to your team, but so can losing a week one game where now you go into week two, and I'm not going to use must win, but with Raiders and the Chiefs looming, you can't go 0-2 with two AFC playoff teams on your schedule next. That's a one-way ticket to 0-4.
Let me add an alternative.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Everything you're saying is right. Sorry to cut you off. If you are hell-bent on not playing guys that much in preseason games, Your other preparation has to be different. You can't go without scrimmaging. That's a thing that's now this industry standard. New England scrimmaged five guys. Now, granted, their offense looked terrible in week one against Kansas City, so it's not a panacea. But if you need something else, whether it's renegotiating with Richmond to be able to go on the road and practice somewhere else, have joint practices, whether it's harder hitting in the offseason, conditioning, I don't know what it is. Your approach right now ain't working. And I know that you're everybody's buddy, and DeSean Jackson's giving you nipple twisters, and that's all well and good, and you only yell when you have to, et cetera. Something has to change. You're 100% right. And if it's not going to be preseason games, that's the easiest fix or easiest change that you could make. Something else in preparation has to happen because this is four straight times. It's gone like this. Four straight times. It's no longer a coincidence.
Yeah. A couple of the other things that happened around the league. The Bills got a win, but it was over a bad team.
Yeah.
I don't think we learned anything about Buffalo. AFC North, the Ravens' defense might be better than we thought. They were great in the preseason. They shut out the Bengals. They turned them over five times.
Joe Flacco, basically zero preseason action, was very acceptable. They ran it a million times. Does Cincinnati stink?
Maybe.
They might stink.
I have them competing for a wild card, but they looked awful in this game. Look, I think when your quarterback throws four picks, you're going to look bad. I think they're probably better than that. You liked Flacco's game better than I did. He was 9 of 17 with a pick. What are we talking about? He completed 9 passes in the game.
That's true.
9 more than you. He did nothing. Pittsburgh, Le'Veon Bell looked like a guy that didn't have a preseason. Antonio Brown had double-digit catches for 100 yards, as he always does. Roethlisberger was okay. Nothing that sexy for Pittsburgh. I will give DeShone Kizer a little credit in that game for Cleveland. He took some licks, and he kept on ticking. He was getting just blown
He's
up
tough,
by
man.
The Steelers. I still think it was a mistake to start him in that game, but he looks like an NFL quarterback. The Jaguars, I guess, could be the big surprise. They came out, they didn't just win, they won 29-7. And maybe we learned more about their opponent in that game.
That defense,
the Texans, than them.
Ferocious. 10 sacks in that game.
Calais Campbell had 4.
Ooh.
Just signed this offseason. The Raiders, big winner in the AFC by 10 points over the Titans.
They looked like adults.
Good. And you got to go back to Thursday night, but the Chiefs were great in their win over the Patriots. In the NFC, a couple of standouts. The Rams, as fun a first week win as anybody. Sean McVay's debut as a 30-year-old head coach. He got the ice bucket on his back. They won by 37. They scored 46, and I think the Colts are going
to
be awful.
Seattle was my pick to make it to the Super Bowl out of that division. I thought they'd win that division, get home field, and then because they have home field, they get to go. They ain't going anywhere if that offensive line doesn't get fixed. I don't know what the fix is going to be.
We've been saying that for a couple years.
But I just assumed that it'd be better. What a dumb assumption by me after 1 week. That looked terrible.
A lot of people felt like the Cardinals would get bounced back this year. They didn't look good.
They looked worse.
Panthers did respond to last season defensively, mm-hmm. suffocated a bad 49ers team. Falcons got a scare from the Bears. Chicago's defense might actually be better than we think. The Vikings play tonight, and then in the North, Green Bay, slugfest with Seattle that they won. That's an impressive win to get your season started, even though there were no style points. And Matty Stafford threw an early pick six, but bounced back with 4 touchdowns to celebrate his new contract.
Here's what Detroit does. They fall behind in the fourth quarter of games and rally to win. 9 of their last 14 wins, I believe, they've trailed in the fourth quarter. I think I've got that stat right. Yep. It's remarkable.
Cowboys look like same team as last year. And with no Ezekiel Elliott suspension, a lot of people have been down on them. Their defense gave up 3 points yesterday.
They looked great against the Giants, who looked wretched on offense. Couldn't do anything.
Them and the Eagles, 1-0 in the NFC East. Chad Dukes versus the world is next, so make sure you're listening at 2 o'clock to Chad. We've got a brand-new DC quick pitch. The Nats are division champions. It'll be a very special installment of your weekly Nats podcast. It'll be available for you in about 1 hour at grantanddanny.com and on thefandc.com.
For G, for B, for T, I'm D. CDBTW is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.